Circa Rad fading down behind me with another fantastic episode. My name is Jeremy Schuyler, and I'm here to cover a show called Satterstar for Chelsea this evening. I have to give a shout out, though, to DJ Tex Clark. Always awesome to see them. It's been a long time since I've gotten to say hello in person. So, you know, that alone makes it worth it to be here tonight. But anyway, you're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online every gosh darn where at xray.fm. As I mentioned, my name is Jeremy Schuyler. I usually host a show here on Monday nights called Punk House Radio. Been doing that since the very beginning of the station. But Chelsea is out this evening at a show, as a matter of fact. And so I am here with a bunch of records that have traveled the world with me since high school. As a matter of fact, just under 50 years old, I grew up in the midst of participating in, playing in, touring in, putting on shows in the second wave of what, of course, is the flavor of the hour here on this show, emo. And so I brought some records that are very dear to me, also dedicating tonight's broadcast to a very dear friend who was a very important figure in that scene and beyond, and certainly an important person to be lucky enough to know in my own life. I'm talking about Sam Jane, who passed away 5 years ago this week. We will certainly hear some link on tonight's show. But we're going to start things off with the band that sort of defined my hometown scene of Indianapolis, Indiana, and sort of the greater Midwest at the time, and what emotional hardcore meant in that moment. This band is called Split Lip. They're from Indianapolis, Indiana. This song is from their very first 7-inch, released in 1992. It's called Cry Wolf. If you happen to know the sing-along parts, I'll give you a cheat. It's first break, Cry Wolf. Second break, Shovel. No, I can't explain it to you, and even if I tried to, it wouldn't make any sense unless you happen to have been there for whatever reason. This is Split Lip with Cry Wolf. You're listening to Punk. You're not listening to Punk House. You're listening to Satter Star on X-Ray. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah.
It would help if I turned the microphone on, apparently. Whoops. You just heard the song 6 plus 5 plus 4 equals 3 by the band Floodgate. That from their Troubles a Bruin LP, released on U Strike Chord Records, a co-release with Ebullition, run by Kent McClard, of course, and famously kind of as a distributor at the time, label and distributor that got a lot of these kinds of records out to various parts of the country that they would not otherwise have been in. So big shout out to Kent. That one going out to my old friend Derek Daniels back, well, lives in California now, but back from Indianapolis, when he and I would drive around listening to that song in particular in my car, screaming along with it on a regular basis. He and I saw a lot of shows together around this time and back then, and a lot of fond memories of that. And anyway, Derek, if you happen to be listening, that one's for you, of course. Before that, you heard the band Greyhouse do the song Left Justified, that originally released on Withering Records, one of two singles released on that label, Greyhouse 1 and 2. That, though, from the Dives to the Deep End collection on Simba Records. Before that, you heard the Mighty Endpoint from Louisville, Kentucky, doing the song Circumvent from their magnificent 1994 LP Aftertaste. That record released after Catharsis, which was perhaps their biggest record and the one that really kind of exploded them kind of on a national level. They just not only reissued that record for the first time, but also announced their first show in almost three decades, which is really exciting. Those members, of course, went on to be in By the Grace of God and Guilt, which actually happened at the same time as Endpoint. But it's really hard to overstate the importance of that band on the scene that I was growing up in Indianapolis. They were certainly probably the most driving force in the underground at that time, and inspired the band that started off tonight's show. My hometown heroes, of course, counting some very good friends of mine, including one of my closest, Split Lip with the song Cry Wolf from their debut single, also on Doghouse Records. My name is Jeremy, and I am covering for Chelsea this evening. You're listening to the Satterstar radio program. I could tell stories all day long because I'm an old person, but instead of doing that, we're going to get back into it. This is, for my money, one of the best records that came out in the year 1995, recorded in 1994. This is the band Spirit Assembly with the song Ingestion from their split with Car vs. Driver. You're listening to Satterstar on X-Ray. We'll be right back. All right, closing out the set that started with a band that they did a split single with, which certainly was a scene-defining single at the time. That was the band Car vs. Driver from Georgia doing the song Summer Pickup, that from their Deja Grateful LP on Lunchbox Records. Before that, we heard Link from Olympia, Washington, Silver Spoon Glasses from their These Are Not Fall Colors LP on K Records. As I shouted out both on my own show here on Monday and at the top of this very show you're listening to right now, this is 5 years this week since the passing of Sam Jane, who, of course, was one of the principal songwriters and singer and guitar player of the band Link that you just heard. You can tune into my show on Mondays. Well, next Monday in particular, I'm going to be doing an entire 2-hour broadcast of tribute to Sam playing music from across the many things that he did. One of the people that I was lucky enough to know, whom certainly left far too soon. So for those of you who were lucky enough to know him, I know you probably are feeling that a little bit this week as well. 5 years is sort of a significant anniversary, and I wish he were still here and still making music, because everything he did was nothing short of fantastic, even if at times confusing for many people. Let's see, before that you heard the band Seaweed, also from Washington, from Tacoma to be exact, from their monumental Week LP, as released in 1992 on Sub Pop. Before that you heard Fuel with Remains to Be Seen from their Monuments to Excess LP on 6th International, later reissued by Ebullition Records, featuring another fallen hero, of course, Sarah Kirsch, who passed away a few years back as well. Incredible musician from everything that she did in her life. I should have actually brought the Navio Forge LP. That's one you don't necessarily hear very often and is personally one of my favorite things that Sarah ever did. Before that, you heard the band Spirit Assembly starting off that block appropriately, since they did a split with Car vs. Driver, and you heard a song off that split. As a matter of fact, you heard the song Ingestion, that released on Yuletide Records. You're listening to Satter Star. We've got about 20 minutes until the top of the hour. I have a lot more records I want to get through, and nobody likes listening to an old guy talk anyway, so we're going to get back into it. This is a band that was up from the ashes of the Mighty Shotmaker, excuse me, from Ottawa. There were two different bands that sort of split off from this band, from Shotmaker in particular. This band, which is called 30 Second Motion Picture, and another band that for some reason, of course, in this very moment is escaping me. I have their LP. I didn't bring it. I'll remember next time I get on the mic. That's what happens when you're under pressure. Three Penny Opera, excuse me. This is a personally my favorite song on this LP. This is 30 Second Motion Picture. You're listening to Satter Star. My name's Jeremy. I'm going to shut up now and play this song. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Red side,
All right, closing out that set and almost closing out this episode, that was Garden Variety doing the song New Guitar Parts, that from their split with Jejune, as also appeared on the Antimatter compilation released by Norm Arenas of the band Texas Is the Reason when he was running a zine of the same name at the same time. In that set, you also heard Akara before that, Crown Hate Ruin before that, and 30-Second Motion Picture, started off that set. Without much time left, I'm going to go ahead and cut this short and get right back into it. This is a band called Compound Red from Wisconsin, and this is from their Best Era, if you ask me. This one going out to my friend John, who is singing on this song, who is a dear friend to this day. The last song going out to my friend Ryan, who he and I shared a car in Olympia, and we had the Garden Variety cassette stuck in the car for about 6 months, and we listened to it over and over again and never got tired of it. Ryan, that one's for you if you happen to be listening. Thank you so much for Chelsea having me host. All this, of course, going out to her, and please tune in to Satterstar every week here at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays. And you can check me out if you want at Punk House on Mondays at 6. This is Compound Red. You've been listening to Satterstar. My name's Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me. I'll talk to y'all later. I've been dying to drown me to sleep.